Chapter 11, Management Information System, which is MIS. Now, after this completion of chapter, you will understand how the technology plays important role to give to the senior management the information which is required by them, how the reports are generated, and how basically the information which is flowed through by the people is given to the senior management to understand the business better. And based on that, they can take the decision accordingly, and they can make sure they can improve the business properly. The important, basically, for any organization to get the proper report, and based on that, the component which is provided by the report, the studying, is getting easily for senior management to understand where they are doing. So if they are doing something wrong or whatever they are doing, how they can improve those things in a better way to serve to the guest, to generate more business, or if they are lacking somewhere, they can, you know, make sure how to improve those areas. To get all this information, the MIS, the reports is playing very, very important role. They can, the documentation which is provided to them, the application, give the result in terms of reports and all, which is given to the senior management to understand the, you know, business better. The accounts management will help them to understand, to reduce the costing, and how to give better service to the guest, or to, how to increase the business in a, you know, how they can do the strategic planning for improving their businesses. Now, management information system basically plays the rules and information which is provided by them, the information which is given to them to understand better their operational activity in terms of what they have to do for the future, how they can improve the business, how they can grow with the business. So all that things basically help them to understand. Now, whatever information system is basically whatever information they generate from the system, they have to gather all that data, and based on the report they generate, they can take the, you know, I mean, for future decisions, then, you know, increasing dependability towards the technology increases. Now, here the room technology basically gives them the information, the terms, what all the information they get. Like, for example, they have the travelers who are traveling through the laptop, you know, their mobile phones and all, to understand how to give them the better services. Okay, the business, how to, if there is a leisure guest, you know, what all investment they do, and based on that you can understand the requirement of the guest, and through that you can deliver them the better and better services. Now, for example, the tourism information plays an important role here. You have to understand the business, how it goes, even the form, like, you know, process. We have to give the proper services to the guest to make sure the consumer are satisfied, and to get their need, you can get the MIS report, and based on that you can deliver the better things. Now, for example, once you receive the reservation, the process of internal, make sure that the, you execute that reservation into the, and you know, company information, you can give them the what are reservations you have for the future. So company will get the information that the for the future, what is the business you are going to be generated through this reservation system. Now, even though the services based on the industry really depend on the human, but again the important is played by the system. Now, here all the data which is fed in by the human, through which the system will give you the reports. Now, here, for example, it's a you know, task oriented system. Now, the application software and tourism, they are including both into the system through the spreadsheet, where, you know, Word is there, database is there, desktop publishing is there, accounting software is there. So all this different kind of software, here all the data which is fed in by the human, the system will give you the report, and that report will help a senior management or a management to understand how to grow the business. Basically, tourism, how you are going to support. Now, the travel agencies, they have to have the terminal where they are going to fit in all the information to know their, you know, GDS, the global distribution system. Now, that allow the agent to understand ki from where they can do the booking, what all the commission they will get from there, who is paying the high commission, what all commissions are left, you know. And basically software application plays very very important role, because here everything, the travel policies you can fit in, the fare auditing software you have to have, where you can see, you know, which is the lower fare they can quote to the guest. So based on that, the guest requirement comes and you can deliver them the result. Okay. Now travel agencies, they have the back office software where they know, you know, how basically they track their commissioning, their customer information. If customer, they know their all the details, so they can send them an email, they can call them, and they can generate the report through the software. The same way like the government tourism offices, they try to concentrate to their destiny by using all the software, the information which is gathered by them. Now the common application between destination information and the database used is the comprehensive. The travel counselor, major marketing officer, all this, they are based on the software which is provided to them. So through the software they get a different reports, you know, basically different data they get, and based on the collection they can analyze where the tourism are more focusing, and based on that they can do the statistics. They can create a statistics report. They know what kind of guests they are getting, what are their requirements, and where they are trying to focusing more basically. The internet is a major information tool to, you know, which is getting by the tourism and firm catering to get the information. Hundreds and thousands of tourist companies are there. There are so many websites are there. From there the guest can get the information about the product, about the hotel. They can get the millions of, you know, you can get the millions of internet users also. Even though the reservation is possible through the internet, but the percentage of this kind of services are lower than those who are search for the information. That means people just search the information, but they don't do the, you know, make use of it. Now the travel distribution system are changing the electronic in such a way that the consumer should be increased, beginning of incorporate higher level intelligence and the functioning. Now the expert system and the robotics are two applications which is artificial intelligence. They are being used for tourism industry nowadays. Basically artificial intelligence is basic, is the information which is, you know, the user can easily adopt basically. Now robotic technologies are being experimented with the food services sector. Now the virtualization of variety computer technology, we have an experience in a different reality. Now given tourism taste of vacant before they purchase it, you can have the feel, the look of the product, and based on that all that information you can easily get. Now the computer system tourism are likely incorporate more intelligence and they are able to assist high level function. Now this kind of information easily user are getting through the internet. They can have the you know, look and feel about the product, and based on that they can do the choosing what they wanted to purchase. Now many application has been written in the hospitality industry. The most important property systems in the hotel process is guest room, their facility, their accounting information. These all are basically the software which is used for the hospitality industry. Now guest history is again a very very important information which hotel is mainly required, so they can have the repeat guest and they can know the what kind of guest you know, requirement comes and how they can easily deliver the important components. Okay, the role of MIS in organization can be, you can say it's a heart in the body. It's a heart of your body, you can say easily, because here you can get a query system, analysis system, modeling system, decision support system. Okay, the MIS help you to understand the strategic planning, the management control, operational control, transaction, your processing. Once you have the proper reports in a place, the MIS will help you to do all this information. But you need to understand that MIS help you, I mean the transaction which is taking in a place, you have to make sure that the query and the data determination, the transaction, all these things are properly fed in. So the document which is done properly, so you will get the result easily. The reports can be generated easily. Okay. The junior management personnel will provide all this information by, you know, planning, the scheduling, control, and you can say the making of operation for the future level, which if they feed in properly, they easily they can get the information in terms of record. The MIS will help you to, help middle management understand the planning, the target setting for the future, controlling of business functions, okay? If they are doing something wrong up there for the future, if they have more business or not, how to make sure that, you know, they keep on doing this, if they are lacking for the future, how they can improve their business, their planning and control can be done very, very easily. They can devote their manpower if the, you know, the coming month is a slack, so they can release their staff from their holidays, so they can, you know, have the less manpower, so they have to pay a less salary. You know, all these things, basically strategic planning, which involve business to understand and implement their complete strategy to run the business. Basically, MIS system ensures that the appropriate data collected in the various sources to send for the future need and for the destination. It will help you to plan your business accordingly. It's not only for the individuals, need to understand, the group to understand, the management will take up, you know, decision for the top manager, like what they have to do for the future. Okay. The implementation of information is complex task. Need to detail carefully. Now, successfully implementation, if you have a proper MIS report with you, so you can plan accordingly to make sure that your planning is goes successfully. Okay. It is not necessary to prepare plan implementation. Okay. For that, you require following features like site preparation, system development plan, information technology install schedule, recruitment for the training for the computer personnel, training for the user, investment plan, which all, you know, places you are lacking, so where all you have to invest for the future. So all that basically site where you have to make sure you will do it proper study. Site preparation is the major activity, you know, in terms of system implementation, like what all hardware are going to be procured, where it has to be loaded. You know, the communication, cabling, air conditioning, the take the storage, the office layout, you know, for the professionals. Basically, take this layout, you know, where the information are going to be stored, the officially layout for the professionals. All these things have to be done properly, such as systematically, that it should not create any problem future onwards. Okay? Basically, the space allocation for each item based on, you know, presented need to be some allowance for the future. Modern information technology, the site needs is that user as well as all, he should get the, you know, convenience to easily operate all the systems which we have placed, you know, the installation of all the infrastructure facility like conference room, training room, demonstration room, modern ad, you know, all that trainings which we are going to be provide. So all that has to be planned in such a way that, you know, they have to feel comfortable while they are using. Now 10-12% of your investment are there for the, you know, hardware and the software which is, you know, we are going to use for the system. Now vendor investment, the vendor representative architecture, you know, interior designing, the, you know, information, if it is the things are changed, plan of site preparation, their activities, all this has to be planned in such a way that, you know, they feel comfortable while they are using. They are generally, you know, prepared, you know, while accessing hardware and software, it should be easily accessible for them. The plan gives to an indication for various location hardware in terms, you know, quality, when they are needed, how they can use it easily. The system development priorities for the various steps for site preparation. The preparation plan for an immediate need also for the later date that makes long-term financial plans. A system development plan also helps you to understand their activities such as their recruitment, their trainings, you know, so that the decision which is doing for the procurement of hardware and software, it can be easily gelled with them. Okay. The system development plan would be along with preparing the operational team they have to take. So, you know, the user can get, you know, comfortable while they are using hardware and the software which is provided for the their usage by the organization. The schedule which is given itemized detail, you know, arrival, installation, testing, acceptance, how they are going to roll out the things, you know, their development, their synchronization, their interface, their user of hardware and the software, the schedule accordingly, the consistency, you know, consider the key issues like data conversion, switching over to the new old system to the new system, rewriting of program, their environment, their software. Everything should be in such a way that it should have a, you know, smooth cut over from, if it is from old software to the new software, all the information which is given in the old software, it should automatically get traveled to the new software, you know, basically the guest detail, guest information, or everything should be properly placed. So that, you know, the information which is there, you can easily use them in a new system, which was there in the old system. The data should not have any loss. You know, for more on, creating such kind of environment, you have to have a proper system in a place. The manual system has to be removed and computerization can be easily accepted and accountable. Okay. Now the implementation of information technology skill is the manpower responsible. There has to be somebody who is responsible to make sure that the effective implementation can be done very, very easily. Okay. The skill should not be for, you know, the languages, the tools of development, you know, they are exercising for emerging technology and application information system. The technology changes very fast, so you have to make sure that you will accept that technology, you go according to the new technology which is coming in a place, you know, it's a, and they have to give a proper training to the user so they can easily use this kind of new software which is they are coming in the market. They have to upgrade their skills, okay, to use this kind of software. Now the latest development of information technology is basically a user has to accept that they should get a proper training. They should get a train for the new software. Okay, there are, they should be aware about the technology, what all features they have, you know, awareness about the specific tools like acceptance and the concept of that particular software, that end user computing, various information technology, you know, information support day to day, how it is going to support day to day their activity, what are the, you know, upgraded features they are getting out of this new software. So training plays very, very important role in this, because this is how they can come to know about the new features about the software. The information technology user become knowledge worker. Okay. The quality they can deliver only once they know the software, how it works, you know, all that information once they have, then only they can easily use the software in a 100% mode. The necessary preparation of the user, you know, their transformation through the comprehensiveness, you know, the investment plan is basically, you have to make sure that the, once the implementation are ready, the plan has to be worked out, because you have to see the monetary implementation. The you know, the implementation of the monetary, what all things you require, what is the money you require to put system in a place, the time scale when you are going to generate the investment plan, if the investment plan is budgeted, not budgeted, you know, if it is budgeted, whether it is suitable for the, you know, if it required, modification is required or not, the information technology. Since it's a huge investment or a small investment, you have to make sure that, you know, you determine in such a way that it should not have any impact on the investment. Okay. Your budgetary, you have to budget in a, you know, under the limit, you know, it is limited or not. The implementation, if it is not able to suit, then you have to postpone your implementation if it is not suiting to your budget. Okay. Or as it's, you know, I mean, the investment plan in such a way that you have to take a proper approval from the senior management, or you have to show them the, you know, the presentation, maybe, you know, to highlighting what all investment they have to do, how you are going to implement those things, you know, how it is going to help corporation to get better services for the guests, you know, whether it's which help you to understand the needs of the system, how you are going to implement, what all things they have to invest, you know, how it is going to be getting the result for the same once you do the proper investment. Now, after this, all these things, you will get the MIS report. Now reports are again playing very very crucial role, because here from this report you are going to judge your past, present and the future. See what all things you are getting, I mean done, whether it was right or wrong, what you are doing is right or wrong, and in the future how you can implement. Basically the data entry which is done by the relevant staff or the relevant team, if they do it properly, then we will get the report, you know. So the relevant decision making for the management, it can be easily then to understand the position of the department report in a different format. For a different department, you have to get the different report in a different format. Like front office MIS, they are unable to engage, keep a track of booking, the statement of rooms, the guest detail, you know, coordinating the your restaurant reservation, your housekeeping department to give their duty, their process of checking and check out, how many days, you know, people are going to check in today, how many guests are going to check out, for the people, those who are coming, whether, you know, the rooms are ready or not. So all this information is basically required by the front office. But it provides the communication effectively for the travel agencies also, for the, you know, operators, which is, you know, linked into the system. So once you have the AMAX report in a place, you can easily get the arrival details, departure details for the specific day, the guest ledger, you know, the activities, special request if it is given by the guest, what is the room rate, what is the package delays done by the reservation, if there are any group bookings are there. So all this information you can easily get through the AMAX report. The visually you can see your, you know, hotels, the systematically where it is going, what is the current status, what are the facilities you can easily able to guess, you know, you can print the, you know, check-in card for the guest, the red card, the flexible of assigning guest in a different room, you know, the facility which you can add on to the, you know, to the rooms by restaurant, spa, gift shop, you know, incorporate payment options like how they are going to pay at the time of arrival, at the time of checkout. You can print the receipt, print work roster for the staff. If the, you know, morning you have more arrivals, so you can plan your roster accordingly. So morning you can keep the more manning. You can store in the guest information which can help you to understand, you know, what kind of guest you will have passed and how you can, you know, take into the repetitive mode. The communication can be easily done for the reservation and the travel agent if you have a proper MIS in front of you or in front of the front office. Now this report is basically personal department, you know, to understand the top management, get the organization, what all people are there, the database, sector wise, you know, transparency is there. To understand your senior staff, preventing making, taking, I mean, better and better decisions, employees save money, you can do reputation of the business, how you can do the better businesses and so on. Now basically you can have the different rate system for the rooms, services, daily, seasonal, special promotion, all these things you can do it easily if you have the MIS report in a place. Now statistical data you can get, like percentage of occupancy you had, set period for the, you know, other data, the policy you can place, customized report based on making your board decisions, what they want to do, the organization promotional packages you deal if you have, inventory in a different department, that all information you can easily get, choosing and introducing your hospitality management system for your business sufficient undertaking, operationally and functionally, how you can do this. Once you have system running, you can easily get the information how you can control the cost, how you can improve the services for the guest. You will, if you have the happy staff, you can have the happy guest. If your staff is not happy, you cannot expect that, you know, your guest will be happy. So you can have the, you know, make your staff happy by using the MIS report. Ultimately, basically, once the staff is happy, the guest is happy, and you can get the more revenue, more and more revenue. Now the account MIS, which will help you to see the health of the business, your the money which you are going to get from the market, the money you have to pay to the your vendor, the ratio, what is the business you had, what is the profit ratio you received, you know, basically the output, the information, it gives you the systematic calculation of monitoring various important, okay, your department earns, which all department is giving you more revenue, which all department you are not able to get the revenue, so how to increase the revenue for those departments, okay, your productivity you can get easily. Now basically the account MIS are like account receivable, account payable, vendors dues, management ratio, cash flow, asset management, advance deposit, commission report, reservation chart, reservation revenue, and reflecting all these areas. Now F&B service MIS, basically here you can get, you know, reports which we able to sell you, which all recipes are most likely by the guest, so you can have those things. And there are some items which is not accepted by the guest, so you can remove from the your menu, and you can introduce some new menus according to the guest need, and it gives you the information which all area you are getting the more revenue basically. For example, when the hamburger is sold, the inventory, you know, depleted, one hamburger, particularly one bun, one slice, one tomato, one onion, and the team can be, you know, determined when inventory low in time of place order. MIS service plays important role in F&B service also, because here you will come to know on the daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, what all consumption of your food and beverages, your accountability, the real time inventory you can get it, major POS system, you know, viewing all your time, place, the, you know, the tamper proof reliability you can easily get, the information about the consumption of the F&B you can easily get. Now for example, your bottle of you know, bottle is ready to serve either maybe in a table or a bar, you can remove the barcode and you can remove from your inventory that it's out of inventory, but it is consumed by the guest. And the same way, you know, around the next table, the accomplished inventory you can remove from there. The same way, food and beverage report is also consistently reminder that licensing of renewal of dates of bar and restaurant, because the, you know, on the when it is expired, you have to make sure that you are renewing the licenses for all your bars and the restaurant. This shares basically consumption pattern of, you know, the served the quantity which is served to the guest, the forecast for the future requirement for the beverages. So here all these things, the reports will help you to understand the needs, and the based on that you can do the procurement. The based on that you can give to the purchase order to the supplier that what all the number of quantities you require for your futures. How you can track your inventory. You have to make sure at the par level you have all your inventory in a place. For the sales and marketing, MIS again plays very important role, because here you can get the accounts histories, like, you know, the number of guests who were, the clientele, their booking, their average bill, their settlement, the number of actual clientele who are there, their function books, etc. All this information you can get it very easily. And basically the sales and marketing is the team who can get the guests to come into the hotel. So sales and marketing person can easily assign accordingly, and after viewing the report, the convention of the services manager, the catering sales person can make use of it, last use the property by the person, the projection for event dates, the seasonal quotes you can create, and based on the seasonal you can have the packages for the guests, you know, the average check, the cover count you had for the restaurant, the market segment who is hitting to your hotel, the account and the quality rating what you are getting for your hotel. The hotel sales marketing is involved and so on. The hotel needs to change the marketing strategy based on the MIS report what you are getting, the hospitality trend, how it is going, which all places you are lacking or which all places you are doing really good. So it's a basically, you know, based on that the information what you are generating, you have to make your plan accordingly. The salesperson who is involved in, you know, making of their strategy, the audience, you know, who is using all your facility. Now purchase and store MIS plays again important role, because here you can do your investment of capital. what are the things you need to buy, you know, for your inventory, for your warehouses, the goods should not be spoiled. So, you know, you have to stack it in such a way that damages are not there, theft should not be happen, you know, changeover of the customer taste if happens, so you have to accordingly order all your inventory, moving your warehouse, you know, point of sale to the shipping, you know, especially in the shipment is correct, internal shipping process, if it is inefficient, so you have to get all this information by using MS report, and based on that you can do the procurement. Now purchasing system is very very aggregate equation, because once it is supplied, given the order, you have to make sure that you collect all that information, collect all the receiving of all the goods, you know. Once you release the purchase order, automatically the stock of inventory should increase once you receive the goods. Okay. So maintaining function of inventory information in a main function. Now, for example, main item like recipe, like last in first out, first in first out, what you are going to following as per the hotel need, create a requisition, transfer of item from one store to another, from kitchen, and from one kitchen to another kitchen, if you have, then they are shorting calls, so you can take it from one kitchen. Holding consolidate of manager's approval to appropriate record to make sure that the inventory is moving, and through the system you can move the requisition. Now creating of recipe, you know, based on the various combination of stock item which you have for the recipe, creating a record for all stock item which you have, like including your most recent cost or bid for future shipment, storeroom location, unit measure, convention ratio, and pre-order stock level. You can easily track all this information if your MIS is in proper inner place. Now engineering again plays very very important role in terms of guest arrivals. The maintenance will help understand the tracking or requirement of the hotel, like equipment, asset, furniture, infrastructure. Okay, so if they have proper MIS in a place, they can easily do this fixing of if anything is a damage, you know, the account of fixed expenses they can give you, the license requirement they can do it easily. The maintenance work, if it need to be laid out before guest arrival, they can do this. When they are doing, you know, planning for the next year maintenance schedule, if they have, when the low occupancy, they can do all this information, you know. Basically, they have to have a routine maintenance to be done for the room, for the hotel, preventive maintenance when they are planning to have the scheduled maintenance. And based on all these things, they can do by using MIS report. Now security. Security again plays important role to get the MIS. Once they have the MIS in a place, the acceptance of the guest right to, you know, feel that they are the secure, like when they are in the room or when they are in the hotel. So MIS basically give the security to understand the occupancy of the hotel, the requirement, you know, the customer, their belongings, their assets, you know, their lives are secure. Hotel is designing some high security, you know, normal time. So once they have the information, they can easily do this thing. The security is incurred cost of reality, can be never perfect, okay? Or other words, secure can be reduced, it can be eliminate the risk basically. They can control the implementation, the strong physical security appearance, you know, by using depth, using appropriate combination of overlapping and computerly controls, okay? Using this, you know, if you have the some trade calls, if you are getting some terrorist attacks are going to be happen, that all information you are getting. So all this information you can feed it, and based on that you can take the preliminary action, the real time detection, the real time immediate assessment for the threats if it is there. By using simple, you know, technology outlining above, even when well trained guards are there, the force are in a place, they are sufficient to handle the guests. There, you know, they have all the fixed cameras are placed. If it is not working, what is the life, whether it is capturing all the information, whether it is getting, you know, physically secure, measured they are there. So magnitude, strategy, you know, all this information you can secured and make sure that the guests are secured. Now the security based on the report following are active camera, inactive camera if you have CCTV, or active biometric detector you have, you know, different zone of critical and vulnerable, then guard area, name of the guard, upkeeping details about the hotel, firefighting are in the place, safety arrangement are there for the pool area, lifeguard is there, system antivirus firewall are updated,